Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Could we see negative interest rates? And what would that mean for you? You know, the United States has never had negative interest rates on the 10-year Treasury. Well, our 10-year Treasury has been under 1% now since March, and it's never been under 1. And, you know, I got to be honest, in terms of the economic impact of this pandemic, I think it's going to last for a little while. Now, by the way, that doesn't mean the stock market's going to do poorly. As you've seen the last seven, eight months, the market, you know, coming out of March had rallied, even though the economy was struggling. And there are a lot of reasons for that. But for today's dollars and cents, we're talking about interest rates and the fact that the Fed has said, number one, they're going to keep interest rates very low through 2023. That's over 3 years of low interest rates. They've never given forward guidance that far into the future. With the economic challenges, I think there's a chance that rates could go negative. Okay, now what does that really mean for you? It just means interest rates would drop even more. You know, it doesn't mean that you would be able to borrow money for free, you know, to buy a car or a house. Remember, the overnight borrowing rate with the Federal Reserve is, you know, it's the overnight borrowing rate between banks. So, you know, is the rate that they're raising and lowering. But if interest rates go down more, that means that it's an even more challenging environment for today's retirees because, you know, it's great when you're younger in life and you're wanting to borrow money for a house or you're running a business and you want to access capital to expand your business. Money's cheap. The problem is moving for retirees is they're just not, you know, bonds aren't paying much. So it's a very, very low interest rate environment. And I think one thing we have to be very careful is how we use traditional bond exposure in our portfolios. You know, over history, the traditional way to hedge stock market risk has been to add traditional bond market risk. The problem is if you have to remember, interest rates and bond values move in an opposite direction. So when interest rates go down, bond values go up. But when interest rates go up, bond values go down. Well, if you look at 1981, you could get a CD at 17%. So the last 39 years really have been an anomaly in the bond market. We've had an historic bull market in bonds. And so many times when I see even things online and I see financial articles and they project future returns, they're using such a long history in the bond market that is completely irrelevant to what may happen in the future. So what this means is you really need to assess your risks. How are you going to stay ahead of inflation with the monies that have been printed by the government? How are you going to be able to increase income over time? And so your approach to diversification needs to probably be different than it has been in the past. The plan that gets you to retirement, especially in this market, is not going to be the plan to get you through retirement.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.